In this week's Cut Newsline, five cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This story was provided by Don Molino. This is Cut 1, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We have a number of folks, both industry leaders and staff in Washington this week. We have issued a statement in support of what came out of the House Ag Committee bill. You know, we certainly have some concern about the payment limits that are included in there, and really reluctantly accept those because I think we understood the challenges and the danger that when it goes to the floor that we could see even more onerous payment limits than what's included.
This is Cut 2, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
This will be in somewhat of a lull for the next few weeks, and then my guess is when in September they're going to try to see if they can give some life to these negotiations. This is when this will probably come back and really hit center stage, and this will be one that we'll watch closely. But again, these are the kind of numbers that, you know, just putting that together is pretty clear that it's very tough to talk about trying to run a cotton program when you talk about these kind of limits, and really limits that the industry cannot tolerate when you look at this. You know, all you are all too familiar with where we sit this year in terms of an acreage, the acreage side, particularly as we look here in the Mid-South in terms of reductions. And really, it was the result of the flexibility that's in the farm program and growers in the Mid-South having the option to shift crops, and they saw those alternative crops going up. Cotton futures really had not rallied as we went into the springtime. Looking at planting time futures for the harvest delivery contract and comparing corn to cotton, soybeans to cotton, and wheat to cotton, and just looking at those ratios relative to cotton, anytime you see those ratios increase, we've seen the attractiveness of competitive crops increase.
This is Cut 3, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
You just look at world production and use and the numbers USDA puts together for 07. We're talking about roughly a 12 million bale gap between what they're calling for world consumption and where they're talking about world production. And we saw that gap occur in 06 and even widening in 2007. So we are eating into stocks to be able to meet that shortfall. A lot of uncertainties around the global numbers, particularly when you look at China. I think it's becoming more evident we're probably underestimating China's mill use. We're probably also still underestimating their production, even though USDA just revised China's production upward with this last set of supply and demand estimates. We still got that big accounted number, which was 3+ million bales, so there may still be some more work to do. It probably matters really what is China buying off the world market.
This is Cut 4, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
They plant more acres of cotton than any other country in the world. They have extremely low yields. We've seen dramatic increases in their yields over the last few years. That's increased their production to where they're the second largest producer of cotton in the world behind China. They've surpassed the U.S. a couple of years ago. They've still got room to grow, and that's probably the wild card on the production side. Australia doesn't look like it's doing a whole lot. Water concerns, probably not likely to be more than about a 1.5 to 2 million bale producer at best longer term. Brazil's always going to be a possibility, but they have to weigh where soybeans are relative to cotton as well. But India's probably that wild card on the production side that could ramp up that trend that we've been seeing.
This is Cut 5, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We know that half the crop is probably going to be going to China in the future. And so that's the market that we're dealing with, places a lot of constraints on our infrastructure and our distribution. That's getting a lot of attention as well throughout the industry, is how do we maintain our competitiveness as we go forward. Again, further pressure on the U.S. textile industry, it's there. Hopefully, if the support that's included in the House bill is able to make it through into a final farm bill, that can help provide some stability to our textile industry and maintain a domestic demand base for us. But still, we will be in a position where 75% or so of the crop will move into the export markets. And so we're going to have to do what we can, you know, to try to increase retail demand outside the U.S. That still is a key. Doing what we can to cultivate the market in China. If we're going to produce, you know, longer term 20 million bales, export 16 million bales, I think we're probably going to be in a position where 10 million of it go to China.